In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophets. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
We'd like to invite the children to head out for Word for Children. What's the name of the book?
Max and the Tagalong Moon.
Max and the Tagalong Moon. And Pastor Laura will be reading for you. Today we are very fortunate and honored to have the Reverend Brian Rood present our message this morning. And at this point, I'll turn it over to him. Can I help get some furniture out?
Yes, thank you. We are expecting visitors, as we have had all through Advent and Christmas. Today, Epiphany, we have special guests who have arrived from the southeast. As it said, the wise men came from where the sun rises, and at this time of year in Calgary, that's the southeast. And we have today wise women who are going to share some reflections on their experiences of our gospel message from Matthew 2. So we are very grateful and glad to receive and accept and welcome these wise women from the southeast. Please come forward. Welcome, wise women.
Thank you.
To Church of the Cross.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. You have quite a story to tell. It's been told for a couple millennia already and around the world.
I never imagined our little jaunt, pilgrimage, would be such a hit.
Yeah, I'm still overwhelmed by it all.
And there are so many versions of it, I hardly know which one to believe myself.
Oh, and here I was hoping you'd be able to confirm every last detail for us this morning.
No.
And get past all that fake news, so to speak.
Nope, that's not going to happen.
Well, let's give it a try. First of all, what are you anyway? Are you royalty? Are you wise women? Are you priests, astrologers? What are you?
Well, I don't rule a country, if that's what you mean by royalty. I do believe that the stars guide us through much of life, so I follow them closely. Yes, an astrologer. I guess you might say. Our culture is very interested in such pursuits, and looks to me and my colleagues to help understand and interpret this fascinating world of our universe. The heavens, the stars, they hold so much meaning for us.
So the star that you spotted rising and then that you followed, what does this star mean for you?
It clearly had great significance for us, for the entire world. I knew it would lead us, to something or someone very important.
Right, the King of the Jews is what I sensed my destination to be following that star.
King of the Jews? But you're not Jews, are you?
Oh no, I'm Ethiopian.
I'm Turkish.
I'm Persian.
Right. Hardly Jews. So, Gentiles, I suppose we might call you. So why such interest, such dedication to finding the King of the Jews?
Well, that's hard to explain. Star power, maybe? It kind of grows on you, and it fills you. There's something divine involved, something beyond human intelligence or wisdom.
Fascinating. So then the star leads you to the land of the Jews, and you encounter another non-Jew, this Herod. Character, this King Herod, another Gentile, a powerful political Gentile, a curious Gentile.
Yeah, he really took us in at first. He commissioned us to help him with his search.
Which we were honored to do, not yet knowing his intentions.
So this star led you to a house, and there you found, you met a woman with her child inside the house.
Yeah, we knew that child was the King of the Jews, was with his mother.
Amazing. So how did you respond?
We bowed down, as we do in our cultures, to honor and worship him.
And we each offered him the gifts we had brought.
And what were those gifts, and why?
Mine was gold. Look. A precious element, culturally and economically, representing royalty.
Mine was frankincense. Oh. And it's like incense, like prayer, something holy, spiritual, divine.
And I brought myrrh, an ointment for embalming, a symbol of mortality and death.
But if this is the King of the Jews, wouldn't you be offering sacrifices like turtle doves and young goats, certain pure animals?
Well, that was the Jews' tradition, but the ways of the divine light that led us there to this king are much broader. Much more diverse, and would shift away from animal sacrifice.
And our gifts were well received. No doubts, no questions, just warm acceptance and gratitude.
And then you were supposed to go back and report to Herod, but you didn't. What was that all about?
Well, he conned us into thinking he wanted to pay homage to this King of the Jews. But this King of the Jews was really a threat to him and to his empire, an enemy. He wanted to do away with him, remove this threat to his throne and to his kingdom.
So thanks to the dream, we avoided going back that way. We returned by a different route and without notifying Herod. We tricked him.
Apparently, Herod adopted other measures to find the King of the Jews and secure his kingdom. Extreme measures.
And he certainly wasn't interested in worshiping him or paying him any homage. Rulers often lie and will do anything to protect their power and privilege. King Herod was no different.
He was so evil. He slaughtered all the boys 2 years old and younger, we heard, to protect his throne.
According to their Jewish scripture, like Psalm 72, kings are to be concerned about the poor and the oppressed in their kingdoms, not about their position, power, or privilege.
Huh. There seems to be more kings like Herod than like that in the Bible.
But this infant King of the Jews had gone into exile in Egypt, a country neighboring mine, with his parents.
So his life was spared.
And now you are all honored as saints. Like so many others in the 2,000 years since this has happened, we have a few of them named here. Just a few of the many, very many. Because you followed the divine stars, the Bethlehem stars, leading. And worshipped and honored the Christ child, this king. So then you were messengers of his kingship and of his love and grace back in your own countries, Gentile countries.
Yes, countries of great diversity, all blessed and given new life by this child king.
It's amazing how this little Christ child could be shared by all our nations, even though we have such different ways of experiencing the world, the universe, such different ways of interpreting it and understanding it.
That's right. Who could ever have imagined that?
Well, we shouldn't be so surprised. I mean, the prophets told us it would be so.
And then St. Paul, the least of the saints, came along shortly after to make it even more so.
All of this, thanks to that divine star leading us to Bethlehem and to that baby, the King of the Jews.
Well, thanks for joining us today here at Church of the Cross and for helping us remember and understand a bit better about your visit to Bethlehem to worship the Christ child.
You're welcome.
So we wish you a good, safe journey home.
Thank you.
I understand it's not always so easy to go home. So if you feel a need to stay on, you can apply for refugee status or asylum.
Thank you.
And we have offices that are open and we'll accompany you there and help you out.
And we've heard this place is very welcoming to strangers.
We like to think so.
Thank you very much.
We hope so, and we hope we're welcoming to you.
Thank you.
Whatever you need.
Yes.
How many astrologers here today with us? I'm going to invite you to be astrologers for this new year. Forget the resolutions, they don't work. Gaze at the stars. And perhaps you may find a star that will lead you to the Christ child. I do that every morning at 6 o'clock on my rooftop. I've lived for years in the same rented house in El Salvador, and not until the last 2 or 3 years did I discover my rooftop. Well, except for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, I'd go up and watch all the fireworks all around me. But it was tough to get up there. Until 3 years ago, we had the luxury of a big water tank on a big tower. Before that, we only had running water from maybe 4 a.m. till 8 a.m., and so you have to get up early to take advantage of the water from the tap. Usually there's no water from the tap. But now we do have water. It lasts us through the day. The best thing about that is not just the water. It's the secure ladder beside it that enables me to climb up to my rooftop very easily. So at 6 a.m., our days and nights don't shift so much in El Salvador. The daylight is 12 hours. All year round. So at 6 a.m., I go to my rooftop and I gaze toward the east, to the rising of the sun star, which points me to the Christ child in many ways. And I think it rises over San Vicente, another of these saints, San Vicente, Saint Vincent. And I think of all that has happened around that volcano, as the sun rises behind us and behind it and brings light to the dark world. I think back to the years before I went to El Salvador, when the people who became my family at Fe y Esperanza Orphanage had lived there for generations but were forced to leave by the military during the war of 1980 to 1992. So in 1982, they were all forced to leave, to hide in the jungle in the daytime and flee at night during the rainstorms. And they all came to Fe y Esperanza in 1982, leaving their homes and loved ones behind. Many of them had been killed, but the survivors came to Fe y Esperanza, and these people became my family as of 1988, and we still keep together. We celebrated a major reunion on December 28th, the day of the Holy Innocents. I missed it this year, but I was there by messenger and in spirit. So I think about this around that volcano of San Vicente. That's where their homes are. And now we go back and see where their loved ones have been buried and the remains. But there are many Christ childs in that valley. I also have worked in the prison in San Vicente, the town of San Vicente, at the base of that volcano for many, many years. And in the prison dungeon, there are many Christ childs as well. And I feel the presence of the Christ child in those prison dungeons as much as I do in any church. So the sun star over San Vicente reminds me of all my Christ child colleagues and friends in those prisons, in the prison in San Vicente and many others. And then I think back to the 90s when Aviateca plane crashed on the mountain, killing many Norwegian Lutheran youth. and are hike up that mountain, that volcano, with their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters to see the resting places of their children scattered across that volcano. But the sun star rises over that volcano and brings light to that darkness, their darkness. I think back to 2001, when El Salvador was hit by two strong volcanoes, or earthquakes, and the worst was around San Vicente volcano, destroying many villages. And I spent weeks and months with those people as they were living in the town plaza or wherever in displaced persons camps, and providing them through Lutheran World Federation and ACT Action by Churches Together with their basic needs, because they'd been displaced from their fields and their homes. But still, the sun star rises every morning at 6 a.m., bringing light to that darkness. The Mayans have a different name for that volcano. They call it Chichontepeque. Does anybody have any idea what that means? Do any of you speak Mayan? It means double-breasted. So I think of my mother nourishing me at her breast 62 years ago. So the sun star brings me all the way back to my infancy as it rises over Chichontepeque, the double-breasted volcano. We get storms periodically in El Salvador. Some of them are very destructive. Heavy, heavy rains that cause landslides. San Vicente volcano has suffered many landslides. Many of them have dumped rocks and earth over villages and destroyed villages. So there are many villages that no longer exist, and yet there are many Christchilds who have survived. And the sun star rises over San Vicente volcano every morning at 6 a.m., bringing light to that darkness. So then I go down my ladder and meet the darkness that still surrounds us in El Salvador. In early December, we worked with street kids about 12 years, 15 years ago. And on my wall is the picture of one of them with his 3-year-old boy on the beach. It's a lovely silhouette. We were at a retreat with 100 some street kids. It was chaotic. This picture on the beach is so peaceful. It really doesn't fit with the rest of the weekend. So now he's older, and his son is 15. And he got a job, a stable job at a auto parts store. And he was on his way home with his diploma and his uniform, preparing to celebrate a marvelous Christmas with his 15-year-old son. And he was brutally murdered. And his son was left to mourn alone. But a star appears, another friend who is celebrating his 40th birthday today, and he is like the Christ child to this mourning, lost, frightened 15-year-old boy who has gotten him through Christmas. And this other friend is one who blesses me every morning and every night on Messenger. And we are in constant communication. But he's helping this boy get through a very lonely and frightening Christmas. He is a Christ child, or a star pointing to the Christ child in that boy's life and in my life. In 1 month, we have elections. There's one new political figure. Well, he's been mayor of San Salvador, so he's done some marvelous, amazing things with choirs and dance troupes and drama, theater, and sports. And he's figured out how to give opportunity to youth other than the gangs without even commenting on the gangs. I mean, he just offers opportunity. So he's got some vision for the country and for its youth, other than gang mentality and gang violence. So he's up for presidential candidate. If he were to win, and now he's getting over 50% of the popular vote, so the major political parties, right-wing and left-wing, are working together, which they've never imagined doing, the FMLN guerrilla and the Arena Party, which is a Republican Party alliance, and they're working together to make sure this guy doesn't win. Well, it seems like he will win. It would be like in the States if some independent came along and defeated the Republicans and the Democrats all at once and left them with nothing. Could that happen? Well, it's about to happen on February 3rd, I think. And I'm sure that in 5 years we'll be so disillusioned with this character, we'll think, let's go back to the old corrupt parties who, among the last three presidents, have stolen $1 trillion from the youth of our country. I don't wonder why the youth have to build their own economy, as corrupt and violent and criminal as it is, but their fathers of the patria, the fatherland, are so corrupt they've stolen all their money, so they have to find it themselves. So that he could overturn the whole party political system on February 3rd and then leave us in maybe worse shape in 5 years, who knows. But for a moment, he could be like a star offering the love and harmony and honesty and justice that the Christ child brings to our dark world, the light. So I'm inviting you to be astrologers this Epiphany. Be stargazers. Look around you. Find a star that may point you to the Christ child and may lead you to the Christ child, to the humility, the justice, the light that the Christ child brings to our dark world. Canadian Lutherans aren't so responsible. I'm going to invite maybe five of you to suggest what your star might be. If there are five of you so brave, without a script, to suggest what your star might be this 2019, this year. Any ideas of what your star might be that might lead you and your people to the Christ child this Epiphany or this year? All of you think of something, even if you don't want to say it out loud. And along that line, I just read in the Herald, Calgary Herald, they did an article on Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Bowness, who are welcoming a drag queen to be their one of their stars, leading them to light and justice. Yes.
My sister, who is the Western Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As did my father some 2 to 5 years ago, and with his dementia, he took me back to his childhood. I don't know always what era we were in. I experienced much of his life thanks to his dementia. Yes. Yes, Catherine. Thank you, and I get to experience and enjoy that, hear that every now and then. I live in a country that is where the Salvadoran Lutherans are passionate for justice, but they're terrible musicians. They can't count to four. Well, I don't know, maybe they're excellent musicians, but because we can sing in the congregation, we can sing in about 8 or 10 different keys all at once. And I'm the only one that notices. we could never do that in choir, any choir I sang in. But they're, yeah, they're passionate for justice and water rights and human life and light and justice. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for that star that guides you, and that you are the star guiding so many others, giving light to us in sometimes in dark places. Any others? Yes. Is that a hand up, or is that a stretching youth that didn't get to sleep last night? Thank you. Well, keep looking, keep stargazing, and keep following the star that leads you and us, the rest of us, to the Christ child. Thank you for this morning and blessed Merry Holy Days and Merry Epiphany. God bless you.